السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. Muslim rulers are unqualified for protecting the honor of Muslims. Translated. News outlets reported that U.S. President Donald Trump danced on the red carpet at the airport in Malaysia on Sunday, the 26th of October 2025, when he was received by the Malaysian Prime Minister. A number of Malaysians, men and women, waved American flags and danced to local music to welcome the murderous criminal whose hands are stained with the blood of Muslims in Gaza. The UAE president, Mohammed bin Zayed, had done the same thing before, during Trump's visit to the UAE on the 15th of May 2025, when a group of young girls lined up and performed synchronized head movements to the rhythm of traditional music. The way these rulers are displaying Muslim women before a war criminal has no connection to Islam and does not represent Muslims. The true stance is that the people of Malaysia who gathered in Merdeka Square, Independence Square, in Kuala Lumpur at 9 in the morning under heavy security, raising banners against Trump and the Jewish entity and chanting Free, Free Palestine. This is the true position of the Muslim Ummah against these criminals, not what these Ruwaibida, insignificant, ignorant rulers, are doing. Our Islamic civilization, which represents the sum of our concepts about life, dictates that women are an honor that must be protected, not that their bodies be displayed to welcome the murderers of Muslim sons. This criminal killer dances, accompanied by his wife dresses in revealing clothing, representing their decadent Western civilization, a civilization of obscenity and debauchery. If there were a man among the Muslim rulers, they would not have received him in our lands, nor would they have extended their hands to shake his stained hands with the blood of the Muslims. The correct way to deal with those who have committed crimes against Muslims is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the caliphs after him did. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Muhammad bin Maslama to Ka'b bin al-Ashraf to kill him because he had harmed Allah and his messenger with his tongue, as he was a poet from the Jewish tribe of Banu Nadir. When the Jews of Banu Qaynuqa attacked a Muslim woman and killed a Muslim, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led an army to punish them. The caliphs of the Muslims who succeeded him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followed the example of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, representing the glory of Islam and Muslims. Among them was Al-Mu'tasim, who directed an army that conquered Amorium in response to the plea of a Muslim woman. This is the correct way to deal with anyone who belittles a Muslim man or woman or an Islamic concept. He is to be confronted with armies, not with a grand reception or by displaying Muslim women. O Muslims, you do not need to be reminded of the importance of honor, for we are confident of your concern for it, and we are certain that we and you would sacrifice our lives and souls to protect our honor. But our greatest calamity is the Ruwaibida, insignificant, ignorant rulers, who have surrendered our country and resources to the capital colonizers, remained silent about their crimes against the sons of Muslims, and did not stop at this level of humiliation and subservience. Rather, they are surrendering our dignity and honor to them. Yes, their contempt for you has reached this level. So how long will you remain silent about them? The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.